All right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM. The show. I just want to say thank you to Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. It's so good. He has so much knowledge, and he is always at the vanguard. He and his organization, I don't know any better, the grassroots organizers, and what is needed is just an army of grassroots organizers. You know, Republicans didn't have to do that in order to take control over this nation. And, you know, I know we've got conservatives who listen to the show, and once they find out we're back on the air, they'll certainly be more of them. We welcome the opportunity to have dialogue with them. But I was reading this article, and this is perfect because Dr. Craig verbatim just about explained this. It's called "Dear Democrats, Start Treating Republicans Like the Violent Extremists They Are." Now, I know that, you know, the last time that I was on, especially during my slot from 5 to 6 p.m., I had many progressives who called and who were very critical of the Democratic Party as it is situated right now. And I got to tell you, you know, the Democratic Party has not been willing to fight back. And they're up against people who, again, are extremists. And it does not make sense that somebody does what the Republicans are doing, and yet the Democrats aren't willing to fight back. So here's this article. It's in The Griot. It says, "So are Democrats really about to pretend that the Republican Party didn't overwhelmingly spread Trump's 2020 election lies, fan the flames of a deadly insurrection, or vote against convincing Trump during his second impeachment trial, convicting Trump during his second impeachment trial, you know, 1 year ago this week? That can't really be their move here, especially during midterms." But that's what it sounded like when Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that Republicans should take back their party from this cult, as though the GOP hasn't been functioning as a cult for years under Trump's leadership and throughout this pandemic. Speaker Pelosi went on to say that the Republican Party had hit rock bottom in response to the censor of Liz Cheney. And, you know, Liz Cheney was and is as conservative a Republican as you will ever run into. Yet she has been lambasted. And I'm not going to sit here on these airwaves and cry crocodile tears for Liz Cheney, because she's appeared on the wrong side of far too many things, she and her dad. So, you know, you're not going to hear me crying crocodile tears, but it just goes to show who and what these people are. Now, our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Does it really matter, or will it really make a difference if Democrats do what they should be doing, and that's clearly punching back at these people and the damage that they are causing to our society? You know, I'm an American, and whether I am that or not, you know, listening to Dr. Craig and others about the lying and the underhanded things that are going on in our country, the businesses, the business community controlling these things and taking advantage of the citizens and the citizens trusting and believing in democracy and believing in the flag and all of those things that we know are not true. You know, we know that the things that are happening are not to benefit you and I. And I don't know, you can go back historically and see times that that was the case, but never to the degree that they are now. And yeah, you can talk about corporations and how important they are to the society. And there's no question whatsoever that our business community is clearly important to this nation. But my response to all of that is they should never be more important than the American people. There's something seriously wrong when the American people are so confused and disjointed that they're more concerned about the business community than they are about their own families. Look, I'm going to tell you, I know that, you know, it in a democracy, you need a robust business community, but you don't need a business community that is taking advantage of the American citizens. We know that's going on for far too long. And I'll also say, you know, businesses only are able to take advantage of the American people because of the elected officials who pass laws that benefit the business. The business can't unilaterally take advantage of the American people. The business community can't, you know, poison the water and the air, you know, and the food by themselves. There have to be laws passed that make it okay for that to happen. And that's where this whole thing about elections come in. And I don't, for the life of me, understand, you know, why we as the American people, well, I do in a way know. Going back 40 years ago, Sam, a little bit before you were born, there was, I remember reading an article, New York Times, 40 years ago, and it talked about the dumbing down of the American people. I never will forget it. And I remember reading that article, and it depicted just what we are dealing with today. This was already predicted 40 years ago about what was going to happen in this country and to the American people. And it happened. And now that the people are dumbed down, what have they been dumbed down with? Well, they've been dumbed down with unfortunately, the internet and these different sites that people can go to and get their news. That's where they get their news from people that they don't even know and don't even trust. And so people just like them who weigh in and with things that they can't back up with facts and with truth, and people take that to be truth. They take right to be wrong and wrong to be right. And so they are totally confused. And how then, if you don't have an understanding of the way the society is set up and the history of what has happened and taken place, then you are vulnerable. If you are more concerned about all of the gadgets and things and trinkets that we have in our society, and that those things are more important, you know, than anything, then then people can certainly take advantage of you as they are now. You know, every time you turn around, get me wrong, technology has been a godsend on one hand. It's also been a curse. Nobody's saying that the advancements of technology have not benefited us. You can't say that, you know, you want to go back to the horse and wagon as opposed to the automobile. You know, technology is going to come, and it doesn't mean that when technology comes that it should always be detrimental. But if we don't look at what is coming and realize the impact that it is having on our families and on our society, then you get what we are dealing with now. And so somebody hand feeds what they want you to know. And so we don't spend the time reading books anymore. Because, you know, everything you want to learn about anything is in a book. You know, it really is. Everything you want to know about the society has been written, but nobody wants to read a book anymore. It's not in a book. Don't have time for books because, you know, books are, you're not going to get the satisfaction immediately. You're going to have to make a commitment to read and read again, maybe, to get the answers to what you are looking for. But what you will get by doing that is an opportunity to have knowledge that you'll never lose ever again. Look, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.